for a poker night.
You noticed that there was some damage to the floor where one of their employees had been sitting.
But
he just said, we're not responsible.
Are they now playing games?
If we found that we caused the damage, we would take care of it. No problem at all.
The judge holds all the cards.
That was clearly caused by a piece of furniture.
Yes, not our chair, but
I'm not sure about that.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Denise and Todd Klepper are suing poker party company owner Daniel DeMaio for damage to their hardwood floor, allegedly caused by one of the defendant's dealers.
Order. All rise.
Case number 52 on the calendar in the matter of Klepper versus DeMaio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. and Mrs. Klepper, some year and a half ago, maybe a little bit more, you hired the defendant's company to do a poker night at your house. They came, they did their job, you paid them, and subsequently, you allege in your complaint that you noticed that there was some damage to the floor in a place where one of their employees had been sitting.
Yes.
You contacted the defendant. A year or so went by. By the time you got around to it, they had discontinued the planks that they make for your floor. So you want Mr. DeMaio to pay $6,000 for a whole new floor.
Not a whole new floor, but just the area in the front of the house based on our hardwood floors man here, where there would be just the front of the area. Couldn't match the wood.
On what date did you have this party?
December 5th, 2009.
And how much did you pay the defendant for?
I believe it was $575, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
That's correct.
And when, for the first time, Mr. Klepper, did you notify Mr. DeMaio that you were claiming that there was some damage?
On December 6th.
You contacted him by phone?
Yes.
Who spoke to him?
Denise did.
Is that right?
Yes.
What did you say to him, and what did he say to you?
I told him that we were very happy with the party, except the fact that the area where one of the dealers were sitting, we had damage to our hardwood floors.
What did Mr. DeMaio say?
He said, I can give you $100 off the price of booking another party, if you like. And I said, obviously no, because there's, you know, a good amount of damage.
Now tell me. Okay. Well, obviously you said no, and Mr. DeMaio said?
Basically, he just said, we're not responsible.
Okay. Did you take photographs of the spot?
Yes.
When did you take the photographs?
The next morning.
On December 6th?
Yes.
I'd like to see the picture that you took on the 6th.
That's like a close-up.
Thank you. So this looks as if it's approximately maybe a foot and a half long by maybe 9 to 12 inches wide. So it's an area that looks as if it's about this big.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. DeMaio, have you ever seen these pictures?
Yes.
Okay. So that was clearly caused by a piece of furniture.
Yes. Not our chair, but probably by a piece of furniture.
I'm not sure about that.
She'd moved furniture around during the day.
Well, this didn't come from moving around furniture. This didn't come from, you know, moving and scraping one piece of furniture. This is a constant back and forth. Mm-hmm. From one piece of furniture, from one chair. I mean, I'm not an expert, but, you know, you live a long enough time and you know that it's not as a result of you move a piece of furniture and you may scratch something. That's a single scratch. This is not a single scratch.
No, and we didn't do that. I just want to let you know, we did a lot of research. What the plaintiff said earlier by her calling me the next day was not true. I actually did not talk to the defendant until weeks after. She talked to my manager at the time.
I don't care. She called the next day.
Yes. And
when she called the next day, she said, according to her, it was a low-key conversation, she said, had a great party, everybody was great, but there is some damage to my hardwood floor.
Yes, she
said. And it was from where one of your employees was sitting, and what were they doing?
He's a croupier or a dealer or whatever, so he has to give chips back and forth, you know, take them back and up and down in his chair and just general movements.
Well, the fact remains I never said that it wasn't our problem. I sent my father out there within the next week to check it out. I told the client within emails that I have here.
I'd like to see it.
Here's the email that I sent her after a couple weeks of us doing the research. And I told her verbatim that we would take care of it if it were our fault. So I had my father go out there, check it out. He measured the chair lengths between the chairs. And if you look, you can see there's a 16-inch difference between the chairs. We use these rubber, actually they're a little bit thicker than rubber. So on hardwood floors, it's never damaged. Out of the 300 parties we do a year, not one time has it damaged anyone's floor. When we did the research, I didn't find
that
anything came close.
Just a second, I'm reading your email. This is from a chair, not a cat or a dog or a child.
Miss, I don't mean to be rude, but
that means women in high heels. If this was a woman in high heels in this one spot, sir, she would have had to have stood like this.
It's speculation.
Back and forth and back and forth, and she would have had to have a nail in her.
No one saw him do that. We took all of the legs off the chairs, the actual prongs right here, off the chairs. We sat in for hours and caused damage to a hardwood floor to show you the pattern that it would cause. And just because this has never happened before, I might repeat.
Who's Edwin?
Edwin's right here.
That would be you.
Yes, ma'am.
You were the dealer.
Yes.
He doesn't move back and forth. You sit in a chair and you deal poker. It's not like you're moving around like that would cause. So, and I have pictures of other parties with hardwood floors
now,
that we've done.
Very good. You weren't there, right?
No.
I don't care about your other parties. Okay. Did you answer this email?
I had sent him emails prior to that, and no, I did not.
You didn't answer this email?
No.
Okay. So what did you do next?
We were very upset about the situation. We got Mike Hirandi, our hardwood floor man, to come out and check out the situation. He said he would try and match the floors. He tried to match.
When did he come out?
He came out that morning, that we called Daniel.
The first was December 6th. Then he came out on September 9th subsequently.
Why did it take him so long?
We were trying to match the hardwood floors.
Because we knew it was discontinued. Mike told us when he came out the first day, he said, Denise, I'm sorry, but that wood has been discontinued and I'm not going to be able to get that wood.
And the reason we were trying to match the wood was because he would only have to patch the certain area.
And Bill, that's all he's going to do. He's not going to put an hole in the floor.
Okay. It's ridiculous.
It's not happening. But it's also your fault.
I don't believe so.
Oh, yeah, I think it is. I don't think that this woman would have called you or made a fuss if it wasn't for the fact that she believed.
I agree that she believed, but I don't think that we did it.
This wasn't done by a dog, a cat, a playful child, or a woman's heel. It was done by furniture, and it was done by furniture in a constant back and forth motion at the same time, because that's what it looks like. This wasn't one day and then a month later. This all happened at the same time.
And I understand, I agree with you completely,
absolutely,
but it wasn't one of our
correct.
Chairs.
It all happened at the same time.
And it wasn't one of our chairs. They
all
would have
I have to ask
inch...
you is this one question, sir. Were you in the same room as where this floor was damaged?
Yes.
Okay. How many other people who were employed by your company were in the same room?
I believe maybe two others.
And you've seen where this damage was?
Yes.
How many other people other than yourself were in this general proximity?
Well, the people sitting at the table, so maybe another seven or eight.
Who provided the chairs for the people sitting at the table?
Daniel did.
Now you can stand up. Now, I'm looking at this, sir, and this does not look like a unique floor.
Yes and no.
So far, that's a reasonable start, sir. To a layman's eye, it doesn't look like a unique floor, right?
Yes.
Now, what is over here in this room?
That's a couch.
So this is towards the wall?
Yes.
And this is a sofa?
That's the sofa, and that's like the walkway.
Behind the sofa?
No. To the side of the sofa.
May I give you this diagram?
Yes, I would like to see it.
I just drew it in the waiting area.
I would like to see it.
Where I put the eggs, that's where the damage area is. Their whole entire floor downstairs is hardwood floor, which is more than, or approximately about 1,500 square feet. Mm-hmm. This is an engineered pre-finished floor and has been discontinued for about 5 or 6 years. I try and try to see, even going through different warehouses, even find a couple boxes I can replace it. And I told them from the beginning, if I could have done that, the amount, of course, wouldn't be as much. So what we decide from the entry to the other part of the house, that area we measured that it became approximately 500 square feet, and that was my suggestion to them.
You said you were going to replace 500 square feet?
Correct.
Why can't you sand 500 square feet?
Because the finish that we put on is not under controlled atmosphere. We have to do that in that house. This is a pre-finish floor from the manufacturer.
But it's different from the rest of the house, right? It's going to be different from the rest of the floor, just as you would if you sanded 500 square feet.
The finish is not going to be matched.
Are you understanding what I'm saying to you?
Absolutely.
If you're going to put down a different floor because this floor has been discontinued, and I absolutely believe that it was his responsibility, that one of his employees, probably this gentleman who was there, caused the damage to the floor. So we're not talking about liability anymore. I think she called in a prompt fashion. I think she was satisfied with the service. And I think that they did a quick song and dance to justify lack of responsibility.
Absolutely.
I do, in fact, think that they are responsible. The question is the claim reasonably consistent with the damage? And if you're telling me that you can replace the 500 square feet, which will be different from the rest of the downstairs of 1,500 square feet, and it's not going to be exactly the same, but if you sanded it, you would have to sand the whole 1,500 square feet. That I don't understand.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
Did you tell Mr. Rathke that you had slept with other people around the same time that you became pregnant?
No, ma'am.
But you had?
With one person, yes, ma'am.
Well, one person, that's all it takes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Denise and Todd Klepper say their hardwood floors were damaged during a poker party. They are suing poker party company owner Daniel DeMaio for the cost to repair the damage.
Now, if you're going to have a different finish, and if it's going to be different, why couldn't you just sand that 500 square feet, which would probably cost $1,000?
I wouldn't attempt to sand it because the product that they have, the veneer is... It would be able to handle one more sanding, but that was their choice and their decision. So I just went and what they asked. They asked me for replacement.
That's what we're talking about. And replacement, you can't replace it exactly with the same plank, so you want to replace the whole floor, 500 square feet, which will cost $6,000, which he's not paying, which I think is unreasonable. But you can, in fact, sand that 500 square feet of floor. That's not what they want, but that's what you can do. So you say to sand 1,500 square feet, you say that would cost about $4,000.
Correct.
So how much would it cost to sand 500 square feet?
Probably in about $1,400 to $1,500.
Reasonable. And when you sand it, you put on a coat of stain on it, will it be slightly different from the original?
Slightly different, yes.
And if you put in a new floor, 500 by 500, will it be slightly different from the original?
Slightly different, yes.
So they'll both be slightly different. One costs $1,400 and one costs $6,000.
Correct.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,400. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm disappointed. We had gotten a few estimates.
You know what? I think we've done everything we can do.
Not just one, and they all said the same thing.
I had my father actually check all the chairs and equipment before it goes out every weekend.
So we're going to have a little bit of a different floor, but...
And including the weekend that they had their party.
You know, victory is sweet, but it should be sweeter.
There was no doubt in my mind that we didn't do anything.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Rathke versus Figueroa. Step forward.
Gene Rathke II is suing his ex-girlfriend, Marisol Figueroa, for lying about the paternity of her baby. Gene says a DNA test proves he is not the father.
Ms. Figueroa, you and the defendant were a couple for about a year. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a child?
Yes, ma'am.
How old is the child?
13 months.
Yeah. Mr. Rathke, your lawsuit is an interesting one. It seems that Ms. Figueroa told you at a time when you were breaking up, according to you, that she was pregnant.
Yes.
We got back together briefly, made a try of it again, but it didn't work out. And Ms. Figueroa told you unconditionally that you were the father of this baby. Ms. Figueroa does not deny that. So far, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You gave her certain monies during the course of the baby's birth, immediately thereafter for rent and some support. And ultimately, it was determined through a DNA test that you could not possibly be the father of that child. You want your money back.
Yes.
That's what the case is about.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I had no doubt in my mind that he was the father based on the timelines that I was given.
But you were wrong. And you didn't share the possibility with him that it might have been somebody else. Did you tell him that?
No, ma'am.
Then you tricked him.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. G
Gene Rathke claims ex-girlfriend Marisol Figueroa falsely named him as the father of her baby.
How much money did Mr. Rathke give you?
He paid the deposit for the apartment.
For you?
Yes, for the first month's rent. This was prior to my child being born.
Yes, but you had already told him he was the father of your child?
Yes, ma'am.
You weren't together. You needed a place to stay. Did he help you move in?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, how much money did he give you?
As far as money-wise.
Money-wise, that's what I'm talking, money-wise.
It was $868,595.36.
So far, correct?
So far.
Okay. When did you take a DNA test, Mr.
My test was in October of 2010.
Well, I'm going to listen to you, madam, and you're going to try to explain to me why he's not entitled to his $1,455 back, since the only reason he paid that money was because you told him that you were pregnant with his child.
At the time, Your Honor, I was going by what the doctor said. There was no doubt in my mind as far as the timelines go with the ultrasound and everything that he was indeed the father.
Did you tell Mr. Rathke that you had slept with other people around the same time that you became pregnant?
No, ma'am.
But you had?
With one person, yes, ma'am.
Well, one person, that's all it takes. Just one other person. Yes, did you tell him that?
No, ma'am.
Then you tricked him.
No, ma'am.
Yes, you did. Miss Figueroa, you tricked him. Because if you were being honest with him, then you would say to him, I believe you're the father, but there is a possibility because within the same month, I did have an intimate relationship with somebody else. I'd like to wait until the child is born and then we'll take appropriate tests because everybody knows about DNA tests. And if you're the father, I would think that you are going to do the right thing and support your child. You have a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Okay. Now, the child's father, what does he do? Is not an answer.
Sorry. He works for a hospital repairing equipment.
Does he pay child support?
No, ma'am. I'm currently looking for him.
So you don't know where he is?
No, ma'am.
How do you support yourself and your daughter?
I work.
So, Ms. Figueroa, you tried to explain to me why you don't owe him $1,455 because you misled him. And he gave you this money under fraudulent pretenses. Explain it to me.
I had no doubt in my mind that he was the father based on
well,
the timelines that I was
but
given.
But you were wrong. And you didn't share the possibility, and you didn't share the possibility with him that it might have been somebody else. That information only you knew. Did you see that it was unreasonable not to share that with him?
At the time, I didn't think it was, we were not together, so as far as who I slept with or who I didn't think that was any of his business, to be
honest. Well, it was his business. If you slept with somebody else and you became pregnant within the same month that you slept with him, that makes it his business.
I was just going by the time.
Don't tell me you were going based on what somebody else said to you.
It was the doctor's.
Madam, you tricked him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you didn't give him the information on which he could have made a judgment. Judgment as to whether to advance you money and say, listen, if it turns out to be my child, whatever money I'm advancing you now, you don't have to pay me back. But if it turns out it's not my child, I wouldn't expect to support you while you were carrying somebody else's baby. So you give him the choice. You chose not to give him the choice. You chose to keep secret the possibility that you were taking money under false pretenses. That's unreasonable, Ms. Figueroa. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,455. That's all.
Please excuse me, Stefan.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
His mother contacted me.
Had contacted her to clear my son's name.
Take a test and see if they were family related.
Reason for the DNA, I brought that in, and it was stated that he was not the father by any percent.
Circumstances of the test made me question the validity of the test.
And she knew this.
That's why I continue to take it to court to get a DNA test directly from him.
Well, I'm happy with the monetary reimbursement.
I was shocked. I honestly was shocked.
It's just heartbreaking that everyone had to go through all of this.
You know, as I said, by the timelines that I was given by the doctor, there was no doubt in my mind that he was the father.
Be careful who you're friends with.